Reflections after the June 12th March for Disarmament by Sonia Sanchez. I have come to you tonight out of the depths of slavery, from white hands peeling black skins over America. I have come to you from Reconstruction eyes that closed on black humanity, that reduced black hope to the dark huts of America. I have come to you from the lynching years, the exploitation of black men and women by a country that allowed the swinging of strange fruits from southern trees. I have come to you tonight through the Delaney years, the Du Bois years, the B.T. Washington years, the Robeson years, the Garvey years, the Depression years, the you can't eat or sit or live, just die here years, the Civil Rights years, the Black Power years, the Black Nationalist years, the Affirmative Action years, the Liberal years, the Neoconservative years. I have come to say that those years were not in vain. The ghosts of our ancestors searching this American dust for rest were not in vain. Black women walking their lives in clots were not in vain. The years walked sideways in a forsaken land were not in vain. I have come to you tonight as an equal, as a comrade, as a black woman walking down a corridor of tears, looking neither to the left or the right, pulling my history with bruised heels, beckoning to the illusion of America, daring you to look me in the eyes, to see these faces, the exploitation of a people because of skin pigmentation. I have come to you tonight because no people have been asked to be modern-day people with the history of slavery, and still we walk, and still we talk, and still we plan, and still we hope, and still we sing. I have come to you tonight because there are inhumanitarians in the world. They are not new. They are old. They go back into history. They were called explorers, soldiers, mercenaries, imperialists, missionaries, adventurers. But they looked at the world for what it would give up to them, and they violated the land and the people. They looked at the land and sectioned it up for private ownership. They looked at the people and decided how to manipulate them through fear and ignorance. They looked at the gold and began to hoard and worship it. I have come to you because it is time for us all to purge capitalism from our dreams, to purge materialism from our eyes, from the planet Earth, to deliver the Earth again into the hands of the humanitarians. I have come to you tonight not just for the stoppage of nuclear proliferation, nuclear plants, nuclear bombs, nuclear waste, but to stop the proliferation of nuclear mines, of nuclear generals, of nuclear presidents, of nuclear scientists who spread human and nuclear waste over the world. I come to you because the world needs to be saved for the future generations who must return the Earth to peace, who will not be startled by a man's, woman's skin color. I come to you because the world needs sanity now, needs men and women who will not work to produce nuclear weapons, who will give up their need for excess wealth and learn how to share the world's resources, who will never again, as scientists, invent again just for the sake of inventing. I come to you because we need to turn our eyes to the beauty of this planet, to the bright green laughter of trees, to the beautiful human animals waiting to smile their unprostituted smiles. I've come to you to talk about our inexperience at living as human beings, through death marches and camps, through middle passages and slavery, and thundering countries raining hungry faces. I am here to move against leaving our shadows implanted on the earth while our bodies disintegrate in nuclear lightning. I am here between the voices of our ancestors and the noise of the planet, between the surprise of death and life. I am here because I shall not give the earth up to non-dreamers and earth molesters. I am here to say to you, my body is full of veins, like the bombs waiting to burst with blood. We must learn to suckle life, not bombs and rhetoric rising up in red, white, and blue patriotism. I am here. And my breath, our breaths, must thunder across this land, arousing new breaths, new life, new people who will live in peace and honor.